You're listening to Classical Music on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Matt Jackford, joined by Dr. Mitchell Arnold of West Virginia University. He's the conductor of the West Virginia University Symphony Orchestra. They have a concert coming up October 1st at the Creative Arts Center in Morgantown. And recently, they were invited to perform at the 2014 National Conference of the College Orchestra Directors Association. Dr. Arnold, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt. It's so nice to be on your show.
Let's talk a little bit about this performance at the 2014 National Conference of the College Orchestra Directors Association. What was that about?
Well, I'd love to talk about it, Matt. This was this invitation to perform at the National Conference, which, by the way, was held in Fort Worth, Texas, primarily at the campus of TCU, Texas Christian University. It came about through a process by which whichever college orchestra ensembles were interested would submit a recording of recent performances, which then would be given to a panel of judges. I don't know who those judges were, and at the time when they were reviewing all these recordings, the judges didn't know who the ensembles were. And out of that group of submissions, we were picked along with another university to be invited to travel to Texas for the 2014 conference.
And so what recording did you all send in, if you don't mind me asking?
We sent in recordings that included our performance of Daphnis and Chloe, Suite No. 2, Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, and a recording of a performance of Bach.
What was the recording process like, or was it just of a live concert, or was it sort of a whole ordeal?
Oh, good question. This was just the live concert and completely unedited. So, and if I remember correctly, that might have actually been a requirement. They obviously didn't want edited recordings of the groups because you can do a lot of magical things with editing.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to the second half of that recording, the Daphnis and Chloe Suite No. 2 by Maurice Ravel, performed by the WVU Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Mitchell Arnold.
Thank you.
The WVU Symphony Orchestra performing Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe Suite No. 2, conducted by Mitchell Arnold. Let's get back to our interview with Dr. Arnold. So you and the West Virginia University Symphony Orchestra have a concert coming up October 1st at the Creative Arts Center in Morgantown. What can we expect from the concert?
Well, first of all, the program features a combination of some audience favorites, such as Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, which we know from his subtitle, From the New World, as well as a couple of his Slavonic dances, which we thought fit the program really nicely. And then some newer works, one by Zhou Long, a Chinese-American composer, called The Rime of Taigu, and also a concerto for string quartet and orchestra, and that's a pretty rare thing, by the Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. And joining us for that performance is the internationally renowned string quartet, the Amernay String Quartet, who will be here in residence for that entire week. So besides the program, I think the audience can expect some exciting music performed with great passion and energy by our phenomenally talented students.
That sounds like a wonderful array of pieces there, and a very a wide variety of pieces too.
Well, you know, Matt, there's always a story behind programming.
Okay.
And maybe we can lift the curtain a little bit on that. You know, one of the things that I feel is important, obviously, is that we choose music that will reach our public at any one of a number of different levels. You know, excitement, some depth, some artistic feeling, passion. So that's, of course, one important criterion. Want to put together a program that, you know, sometimes a program comes about because we have a theme. Sometimes a program comes about because of other external factors that, you know, well, here's a piece we're going to do. Let's build a program around it. And I think the fact that you might recognize that there's three different works, or it's actually four works, the symphony from the New World, the two Slavonic dances, all by Dvorak, and then the Martinů Concerto for String Quartet and Orchestra by Czech composers. So there's a bit of a connection there. The piece by Dr. Zhou, The Rime of Taigu, came about actually because the orchestra has planned at some point during our season to do a piece of Matt Jackford. And it's a fantastic piece, which is inspired by a particular setting in China. So I thought, you know, one of the things we could do this year is on each program, or as many programs as possible, do a work that's somehow related to that idea. So rather than one program containing all these works, we spread it out. And The Rime of Taigu is one of the first pieces on that sort of series of pieces inspired by or written by Chinese composers.
What sort of influences does this piece bring from China, The Rime of Taigu?
Well, taigu, the word taigu, T-A-I-G-U, is very similar to the Japanese word taiko, which refers to big drum or fat drum. In fact, it's the same meaning in Chinese. It's just pronounced a little bit differently. And what the composer, Dr. Zhou, and I say Dr. Zhou because he currently serves on the composition faculty at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, he was inspired by the rhythms of temple and ritual drumming in China, an ancient art, as a matter of fact, and that was sort of the source of inspiration for the rhythms that he's incorporated into this orchestral piece.
Yeah, that sounds like an excellent piece. Lots of rhythm and drumming and driving rhythms, correct?
It is an exciting piece, and I'm hearing some of my students use words like hot and cool, which seem to mean the same thing.
Yeah, apparently. So you also have Dvorak's New World Symphony. This is one of my favorite pieces. Every movement has some great feature to it. When was the first time you conducted this piece?
I think it was probably as a student in conducting in Northwestern, but I'm not going to say when that was because, you know, I'm not that old.
Yeah, maybe just a few years ago.
Yeah, just a few years back.
Okay. And this New World Symphony was written in America. What sort of music do you think he was inspired by?
Well, that's been quite the subject of debate, Matt. And Dvorak himself, in the months leading up to the first performance of the symphony, which was in New York, performed by the New York Philharmonic in December of 1893. I hope I have that year correct. There was a lot of publicity, including quotes of Dvorak himself mentioning African-American music, Native American music, also a specific reference to Longfellow's epic poem, The Song of Hiawatha, which Dvorak had claimed to be something he loved in the Czech translation that he'd read before he even came to America. And Dvorak specifically referenced scenes in Longfellow's poem for as inspirational to the second and third movements, the second movement being the movement that contains the famous English horn solo that I think just about anybody would recognize. So the fact that later on he sort of distanced himself from these statements, you know, that's what sort of adds to the debate about exactly what inspired him. But the fact that when he was in the United States, he did come in contact with African-American spirituals, with some Native American music, and certainly with this romantic poem by Longfellow called Song of Hiawatha. You know, Matt, it hardly matters when we're listening whether it was Hiawatha. I mean, it's nice to know these things, but there's something amazing, powerful, and dramatic about the symphony, whether we know what the inspiration was or not.
Exactly. And so you also have another piece. This is Martinu's Concerto for String Quartet and Orchestra. What a fascinating idea to have four solo string instruments in front of the orchestra. And you all have the Amernay Quartet coming, and you want to tell us a little bit about how that came together?
Well, the Amernay Quartet was here in the spring, here at WVU in the spring of 2014. So, you know, about a year and a half ago, they were in residence. They performed a recital and also did master classes, worked with our students, and it was a really great week and a great experience for our students, a great experience for myself, hearing them play and actually getting to know them, you know, as individuals. And along the way, while they were here, we talked about the possibility of a collaboration. Well, there aren't a lot of concertos for string quartet and orchestra out there, as anybody can figure out. So among the pieces we were choosing from was the one by Martinu, and so that's how that all came about.
What's this piece like? What can you describe a little bit of this piece, this concerto for string and orchestra?
Well, you know, Martinu was a composer who could write very quickly, and as a result of this, you know, he wrote over 400 pieces. I mean, he just had this amazing ability to construct music quickly, and it's said that he didn't even really sketch things out. So he had a really simple system of sort of like framing what he considered to be sort of Czech-inspired, folk-like tunes and rhythms, and setting off these jewels, these moments of almost like pastoral simplicity with something a little bit more tightly dissonant. And he could just do this really easily. And so the outer movements are a bit like Czech dances in some ways. So they move along really well. The middle movement, to me, is the real, the core of the piece, because once or twice in the course of this movement, you really feel this deep, passionate cry from the heart. That's at least my personal reaction to it. It's an incredibly powerful movement for that reason. So it's really interesting. It's a very eclectic style. Some people have used the term neoclassic. Certainly there's even some influences, you know, Martineau, before he wrote this piece, had left Czechoslovakia and was living in Paris, where he was exposed to the Parisian version of American jazz that was all the rage. And some of those sorts of rhythms have found their way into this piece as well.
Yeah, and I can definitely see the neoclassicism, especially for this sort of concerto grosso idea, which is something from the Baroque era.
Right.
Of having this group of instruments in front of the orchestra rather than just one or two. You have a whole group of instruments. That's very interesting.
Exactly. So you have this dynamic of, you know, their interrelationships as a quartet, where, you know, at one point this particular instrument comes to the front while the others recede in support, and yet all that is happening as the entire quartet relates to the whole orchestra. So it's sort of like a double dynamic going on there.
Right, and this concert is on Thursday, October 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the College of Creative Arts at WVU in Morgantown. And I hear it's free to WVU students. If you have a WVU student ID, you can get in, right?
Exactly, yeah. We decided, I mean, for whatever reason, we thought it would be a great idea if we could make our concerts free to all students. Students don't walk around with lots of money on hand, and we thought this would be a great idea, great opportunity to help give them greater exposure to all the kinds of things we have to offer here at the university.
That's a great offering you're giving to the students. I'm really glad I kept my WVU ID, actually. I lost it a few times while I was in Morgantown, but I still have it. So do you have anything else coming up this semester that's really interesting?
Well, in November, on our second concert, we'll be performing a suite from Stravinsky's ballet Firebird.
Ooh.
We'll be doing another audience favorite by Rimsky-Korsakov, his Capriccio Espanol. And continuing our theme of incorporating something either by a Chinese-American composer or inspired by China, we'll be doing a piece by the composer Bright Sheng called Tibetan Swing.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Which is, yeah, it's kind of an evocative title, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a cool piece, too. Or it's a hot piece. I'm not exactly sure what the right term would be.
Yeah, and Bright Sheng, works at University of Michigan.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds exciting. Great concert coming up and an exciting semester on the way. Dr. Mitchell Arnold, conductor of the WVU Symphony Orchestra, thank you for talking with us today.
Matt, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure.